Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk to us about whatever you want, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
All right. So we have been talking about the police, specifically a gentleman who was having an epileptic seizure and was beaten by the police, which then proposed the question, is the police brutality, is it becoming more common, or are we just more aware of it because of the internet? And we talked a little bit about that the last section. So if you have something to say about that, 855-453, give us a call. I have a story here, speaking of police, about a man who was arrested for spitting on the sidewalk in Lakeland. I believe that's Florida. Well, there is
There's certainly a Lakeland in Florida.
I'm aware of it. Yes, I see it up here. TheLedger.com. He spit, and that landed him in jail. Insomniac Joseph Stolliber, age 29, was walking in his neighborhood when he couldn't sleep at 2:30 a.m. Talking to his friend on the phone about baseball. Lakeland police officer...
He had a friend that was up at 2:30 a.m. that he could talk to while walking, okay?
I find it odd for a 29-year-old. Like, when I was 18, I'm pretty sure I had some friends who were up at 2:30 in the morning, but I don't think I do these days.
I certainly don't want to hear from your butt at 2:30 in the morning.
Next time I'm up at 2:30 in the morning, I'm calling you.
Great.
I have my phone on silent at 2:30 in the morning. I'm not taking calls at that hour.
Yeah, I don't think I think I have a setting on my phone that makes it so it can't ring at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Lakeland police officer Tyler Anderson saw him in the community near Florida Southern College and stopped him. After asking Stober what he was doing, Anderson asked to pat him down. Stober said no. Seeing a bulge in his pocket, Anderson began patting him down anyway.
Now, this is a Terry pat. Police officers can pat you down if they're, like, having a conversation with you or whatever, in case you might have some weapons, in order to keep themselves safe, is the idea. And, frankly, I think that it's another violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, aren't I supposed to be secure in my person,
yeah,
papers and effects?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is molestation, because he said, no, you cannot touch me, and then the officer proceeded to start touching him. And if anybody else were to do this, it would be harassment or molestation or something to that effect. You can't just go around touching people, right?
Well, yeah.
So he saw a bulge in his pocket, and apparently that is, what do they call it? Reasonable suspicion?
Reasonable suspicion. They could do a Terry pat without it.
Okay. So we actually have a call on the line. Abel from New Hampshire wants to talk about police brutality. Hi, Abel. You're on the air.
Well, that was quick. Hi, Julia and Mark. It's great
Hello.
To talk to you. You know what? The cop has the option of walking away.
In which circumstance are you referring to?
Just what you were talking about, they're harassing a guy on the side of the road, taking a walk. They do this all the time. I've heard, so many events like this devolve into, serious nastiness. And, there's a point at which, they've got no business. I don't know. They don't know whether the guy's legally carrying a gun. I think you can legally carry a gun anywhere in the United States to some degree. I mean, it's...
In Florida, I'm reasonably certain that you are, but oftentimes states will have special rules about informing police officers, or they can remove your gun from you while they talk to you and things like that.
And that's just idiotic. Every time you take somebody's gun, before you pass it, you should unload it. Every time you unload and reload a gun, that's when the discharges occur. I mean, there is no common sense in how these things are done with police. And I think that they're actually designed to create conflict and up their arrest numbers, because that's what they get measured by.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they do it, but I can say that, you know, it once again points to a situation where we're talking about different classes of people. If I, you know, I can go about Keene, New Hampshire on my daily basis, and I don't ask people whether they're armed or not. And if I did, I wouldn't be able to disarm them simply because I'm talking to them. And the police can do that. So, you know, what does that say about the difference between them and me?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there needs to be some probable cause to create this interaction with them.
Now, what is the definition of probable cause? Do you know, Mark?
Oh, I could look it up. Just you know, I would hate to just go off the top of my
reasonable
suspicion.
Well, the reason I ask is because the specific article that we were just talking about, the gentleman had a bulge in his pocket, and when he said no, you couldn't pat him down, the officer did anyway. Is a bulge in your pocket, is that probable cause?
I think it would be.
So you're just not allowed to carry anything in your pocket?
What's that?
Probable cause for what?
Well, are you asking me what's moral or what's legal?
No, I'm just saying that, you're saying you think that would be legal probable cause.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I tend not to call legal judicial because judicial refers to justice.
That there's being a crime committed or that somebody's got something, you know, a little bit larger in his pocket than...
I think that in most states that police officers can disarm people to whom they're speaking and... Having a bulge in your pocket is good enough for a judge to say, oh, yeah, well, that's worth him shaking you down.
You know, I have a bulge in my pocket every day because I don't carry a purse. So I have a wallet and a big honking cell phone and a pair of keys, and girls' pants have the teeniest little inefficient pockets you've ever seen. And so my pants always have the biggest bulge in my pocket. So I guess... I would be suspicious all the time were I walking around in this situation.
The common definition is a reasonable amount of suspicion supported by circumstance sufficiently strong to justify a prudent and cautious person's belief that certain facts are probably true. See, I mean, these things just mean nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the facts have to lead somewhere. They can't just be facts. There's always facts that are true, Mark.
I got you. Don't ask me. I'm not the one defending it. I'm just telling you what I think the definitions are.
So my original comment that I was going to make was, I think you might be able to measure the rate of police brutality, you know, population-wise, per cop-wise, or somehow-wise, by... the number of police that are still in the force that are willing to report crimes by their brothers.
Do you think that's gone down or up over time? Because I don't know.
It's way down.
You think it's down? I can tell you that there's a huge chilling effect for whistleblowers going on in the federal government, and I don't know if that trickles.
You know, look at this, you know, Chris...
Dorner.
You know, out in
California.
Yep. LAPD. He's like, what? You know, that's what happens to people. You know, I remember there was a woman, and it was a similar situation where.
There's a female police officer who reported, I think it was two male police officers that, like, kicked the teeth in on some handcuffed suspect, and she reported it.
It was somebody that was being transported by an ambulance that had a mental issue.
Okay.
And the, you know, the guy's mother was there, and there were cops, local cops. She was part of that. Some other cops came from outside, came running up, lay the guy on the ground, start beating the frig out of him, and she interferes with that. She knows it's just wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, they turned her into a pariah.
They did. They absolutely. They drummed her out of the force for it, and it's, you know, she's trying to sue her way back in. Abel, thanks for the call.
Police brutality or call about
yep.
anything you
Do you think
want?
It's getting more prevalent? Do you think it's getting less prevalent? Because I don't really know. I mean, I it would seem like accountability is increasing, so it's going down, but I don't know. 855-453.
He's Jack. She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can call in about anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And Mark's got something to say?
That's right. Valentine's Day is coming up. It is a meager 3 days away. If you haven't taken care of your Valentine's Day's responsibilities, you've got to do it. And really the only things that you can do at this point are salvaging is Pro Flowers. Go to proflowers.com, and there's a really great deal for Free Talk Live listeners. All you have to do is when you go to the website, you go to the upper right-hand corner, there's a little radio microphone, put in Free Talk Live, or excuse me, FTL. And when you do, you'll see our special. And we've got some specials there that include, there's several of them. It's this beautiful one, the dozen hugs and a dozen kisses, I think is a really lovely arrangement. But my favorite is the 100 Blooms of Love. It's a, with it, you get a free glass vase, and proflowers.com for Free Talk Live listeners will give you 50% off. It's $20, $19.99 for this really big, beautiful arrangement that's going to last for, I don't want to make any promises. Mine lasted for more than 2.5 weeks. It was, big and beautiful and lasted a long time, and I thought it was wonderful. And if you change out the water, you can get them to go even farther. Pro Flowers, they bring it directly from the growers. There's no middleman, so you have that extra few days cut out of it. And those are days that it can sit on somebody's desk or in somebody's dining room or wherever you want to put the flowers. And these flowers are great. They can go to a mom. They can go to a wife. They can go to a girlfriend. Everybody's going to love them because they've got all kinds of colors. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter FTL, and take a look at all the arrangements there. Send your loved ones some flowers this Valentine's Day. They'll really enjoy it. You can call them at 800 P-R-O Flowers, and mention FTL, and you'll get the same arrangement options. That's 800 P-R-O Flowers or proflowers.com, coupon code FTL.
Alrighty. So we have been talking about police brutality, and we've actually got a couple calls on the line. We've got Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on the air.
Hi, Mark. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Robert.
All right. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, the police, you know, behave in the way that they do, you know, and this comes in listening to you guys, you know, one thing I think that really busted this wide open in terms of videos is the Rodney King beating.
That was the first big one, wasn't it?
It was. It was huge, you know, and you would have thought that, you know, the police department would have, you know, got something out of that or learned something from that. And when you take a look at what's going on now with this, you know, police officer that they're looking for and what he went through, it's like they didn't get it, you know. Nobody learned anything.
You know, when the Rodney King situation came around, I think we've all had, you know, our opinions have changed over time. When that came out, and I think it's been 20 years, I was giving the police the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, we don't know what happened before that occurred. You don't get to see everything. We don't know why it's happening. But over time and just seeing all the different stories out there and seeing how the good cops don't report the bad cops for doing this, because otherwise, you know, we get the video. Sometimes the video will come out months and months after. No one reported it. None of the police said, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe what happened.
It's a disturbing look into police culture.
And I think that it's a, to some extent, it's an us and them. We're on the blue team, and they're out to get us. And you can see the reaction with the Chris Dorner situation. You can see how they all come together. My God, you know, they could care less about the citizens' safety. They're shooting up vehicles thinking, you know, that there's a cop killer behind every tree.
Yeah.
I think that what's a slap across the face for the American people is the fact that, you know, whenever you get something like this, like when the police is involved and they're wrong, they're not held accountable for this. A prime example of this was a gentleman you guys were talking about the other day, Governor Deval Patrick. This guy is nothing more than a walking controversy. He was, as I remember, was the head of, I think, the federal court system. He was the attorney general or something like that. And he had dropped the charges against the shooter that had shot, Randy Weaver's wife.
Mm. Really?
You know, and okay. I didn't know this at all.
Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, dropped the charges.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When because he was ahead of the investigation, or he was ahead of the CIA. He was somebody that was very important back then.
Yeah, well, this is how it goes, is they rise their little ways up the ladder,
right.
Greasing palms and stabbing backs all along the way.
There was some controversy with 9-1-1, the attack on the World Trade Center. There were some comments that he made that a lot of people didn't really favor very well of.
Hmm.
And that his aide was... got caught molesting children. That's awful. And the thing of it is that you don't hear about these things until after somebody comes into power. You know, and I'm thinking that if a lot of people knew what was behind, what this guy was carrying around, they wouldn't have voted for him.
Yeah, it seems like that's what, this is what we have to choose from when it comes to the voting public. It really kind of stinks.
All right, you guys. Well, I'll
thanks,
go.
Abel.
Yeah. But I would like to hear some other people after this.
Robert.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for the call, Robert. And we've got Blake from Montana who wants to talk about police brutality. Hi, Blake.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good. What do you want to talk about?
I'm actually from L.A., and I moved up here for college and stuff, but mostly because I just hate the laws and the traffic down there. But I think the police brutality thing is, it's more of the laws. It's not really the police. We should always expect that people in power are going to abuse their authority, especially police officers. But you look at places like California where they have, the most laws and they're the strictest. They have, the toughest cops, In Montana, in my town, they're really cool, here, And we have pretty lax laws, so...
Pretty largely here in New Hampshire, what I find is that police officers are pretty easy to deal with and that kind of thing too. They're not like what I read about on the news
in New York City and in LA and places where they just have tons and tons of laws. I think you're right.
But crime is diminishing in Los Angeles, over time. So it's kind of interesting. They've legalized marijuana out there, and crime's diminishing.
All right. And I just want to say, my parents are, really conservative. They watch Fox News and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they hate the cops in California. And
really?
I always tell everyone, if my parents don't like the cops, then there's definitely a problem,
Yeah.
They say Fox News is at a new primetime low, as a matter of fact. It's a 12-year low for the coveted 25 to 54 demographic.
Thanks for the call, Blake. We'll be back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in about anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And we are just going to go straight to the calls we've been talking
about. Real quick before we go on, I want to tell people about shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You can do all your online shopping that you normally do, but you can do it through us. You'll get the same prices, the same service you normally do, but for that extra moment, you're really helping Free Talk Live. We get a little spiff from Amazon and Newegg for sending people their way, so please just go ahead and do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. It's one of the, frankly, one of the biggest things you can do to help Free Talk Live and consequently spread the ideas of liberty.
I love Amazon, too. I know there are other retailers, but Amazon's probably the biggest one.
It's certainly at the top of the page.
And, yes, I spend quite a bit of money there. Anyway, we've been talking about the militarization of police and police brutality in general. We have Mike on the line who wants to talk to us. Mike, you're on the air.
I just want to talk about the police real quick, but then, Mark, I have a question about a firefighting tool called a Halligan bar or a hooligan tool afterwards, okay?
Okay.
The police love to call us civilians while they are civilians themselves. And there is a definite separation between us and them. And I can remember being a youngster. I grew up in Iowa. Everybody knew the law enforcement officers. And after school, when we would all be riding our bikes around, the officer would stop. This particular officer's name was Barney, actually. And he would pretend to clock us with the radar device and tell us how fast we were all going on our bikes.
That's great. That's great.
And I just can't imagine seeing an officer do that now. You know, and they used to wear trousers. Do you remember that? They used to wear trousers and lace-up shoes and a tie.
Yeah.
And they looked professional. Now they look like bully thugs that are going to crack your skull at any moment.
Yeah, I think that to some extent they've gotten away from, you know, I think that's the best police work, is that kind of police work where you know the people in the neighborhood, specifically the young people. You want to know the young people at 8, 9, 10 years old. That way you have a relationship with them when they're, especially the young males, when they're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. You need to build the relationship early so that you have the relationship later.
I think that you often hear about how they, in drunk driving situations, if they caught you drunk driving, they would offer you a ride home or offer to follow you home if you were really close or something like that, and now they won't hesitate to arrest you, even if you're barely over the legal limit.
Well, you know, drunk driving's certainly fallen out of favor. I think that there's lots of things that one can do that are more, texting while driving is more dangerous than being drunk while driving. But I think that the worst injustice that's done is that police officers generally know that there's something called residual mouth alcohol, and that the average person who's, you know, would otherwise be borderline or over the line, if they just rinse their mouth out with water, then they wouldn't be. That people are getting tickets for failing breathalyzers that shouldn't be failing breathalyzers.
Right.
They should be, you know, just rinse your mouth out, and they can't, they're not supposed to be giving a breathalyzer within the you know, 15 minutes of someone burping. I've never heard them ask, did you burp in the last 15 minutes?
Well, I think it varies from state to state, but don't they typically do some sort of a field test and then they bring you in and then you actually get tested?
Sometimes they'll do blood tests, but usually a breathalyzer will be done right on the side of the road, and that's all.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
Right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, and Mark, I was at a yard sale not long ago,
yeah,
and a gentleman had what I found in his garage. As I'm looking at the items for sale up against the wall, he had what I knew to be a hooligan tool.
Yeah, hooligan tools, like this medieval-looking pry bar. It looks for all the world like some kind of halberd or something like that. It's a really bizarre-looking thing, but it's kind of tool that used to, you know, get into cars and that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it belonged to his son who died of cancer several years back, and I asked if it was for sale. He said he would sell it to me for $50. I ended up getting it for $35.
Okay.
Now, I know those are very, very expensive, and I always thought it would be a unique tool to own, and it might come in handy someday. And I knew about it because I had discovered a bunch of YouTube videos. You know when you're watching YouTube, after an hour and a half, you end up somewhere, and you're like, how the heck did I get here?
Yeah.
And I'm watching them use this, and I was, and somebody, as I'm watching these firefighters use the Halligan bar, it went through steel doors like nothing, but they said that the pick part of it will pop a padlock, even a master commercial style lock, with hardly any effort. Is that true?
I have not done that wasn't part of my extraction training, was popping master locks. I can't say that I can answer that. I'm by no means the most well-educated fireman on the squad. I'm certainly younger and can do some of the heavy lifting. I'm there when I'm called, that kind of thing, but I just don't have the time to do all the training that a lot of them do. Most of them are either retired firefighters, current EMT, or young guys who are looking to move on to a department where they're going to get paid. There's just a handful of, you know, like two or three people on three or four people on the squad who are like me, just, you know, husbands in their middle ages, you know, looking to, you know, help the community.
I hear you. I think I'm going to hang on to it, though, nonetheless.
Oh, I think that it's a great thing to have. If you want to break a few master locks, give it a shot. They certainly are better than any other pry bar you're going to use, but be careful. They're sharp on the edges.
Yeah, they are, and I just haven't had the opportunity to find a lock attached to something stout enough that I could destroy yet, but I'm looking.
Right, you're more likely to destroy the thing that the lock's on than anything else. Thanks for the call, Mike.
I didn't mean to cut him off in his last statement there, but thanks for the call. If you've got something to add, 855-453. Since there's no calls currently, I was going to continue this article.
Sure.
We were talking about a gentleman who was arrested for spitting on the sidewalk, and we hadn't gotten there yet. At this point, he is just being searched, despite the fact that the he did tell the police officer, no, you cannot touch me.
The police have asked him, you know, whether they can search him. He's walking along the road at the middle in the middle of the night at 2:30, talking on the telephone to his friend about sports. He is an insomniac. He's about 30 years old. He has a bulge in his pocket, and the police asked to search him. He says no.
Right. So during this search, Stober, who had been chewing tobacco, spit accumulated saliva on the grass or sidewalk. That's been against the law in Lakeland since 1944.
So spitting in the grass?
Apparently.
Okay.
Stober complained about what happened during his arrest, which led to an internal investigation. The charge against him was dropped by prosecutors. Anderson and another responding officer had been disciplined, but Stober said their punishment did not go far enough. According to the internal investigation report and arrest reports, the incident happened like this. Anderson saw Stobert walking and stopped him and asked him what he was doing. Stobert told him that he couldn't sleep and he was walking around talking to a friend on the phone about baseball. That's when Anderson asked him if he could pat him down, and Stobert declined. According to the law enforcement officer can stop and search anyone who is committed, is committing, or is about to commit a crime. How could you tell if somebody was about to commit a crime? Like in this instance, he's just walking around.
I must say that the situation's somewhat suspicious in the time of day he's out talking on the phone. I mean, you know, it's a little weird.
It is a little weird for sure. Stober said he refused to be patted down because the officer didn't give him a reason for wanting to search him. And, you know, this is something I've always wanted to do, is say no if I don't. You know, because I don't. I used to be a major pot smoker when I was younger, and I was always terrified of being asked this question because at the time it was very likely that I would have had pot on me, and obviously I would get in trouble for that. But now I never have pot or anything like that on me, so I've always wanted just a little bit to be asked if they could search me so I could say no.
Yeah, often the activist, this is the activist dream, is imagining yourself in a circumstance where you've seen other people's rights abused, where you could stand up and not let that happen. You know, sometimes that opportunity comes along, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, definitely. So if you've got something to add to this conversation, 855-450-FREE. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can call in about anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight is Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And you can take control. Even in these remaining moments, we've actually got several calls on the line, so we'll go straight to those. Pat in Tennessee wants to talk about police. Hi, Pat.
Good evening.
What's on your mind, Pat?
Have you guys talked about the shootings out in L.A. where the cops had shot at people because they thought there was the guy they were looking for?
Yeah, there's been a couple of different incidents, right?
Yeah, a lady delivering mail and another guy going to the beach.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a dangerous place.
Does that make them any better than the guy they're looking for because they're opening fire on innocent civilians?
I don't know how – I can't make any kind of defenses of this behavior. I think that this is going – this particular case is going to go a long way to diminishing police's esteem in the average person's eyes. It seems obvious to me that they're treating themselves differently than they would treat us. The idea that police officers should just open fire on a vehicle and nobody seems to face any kind of criminal repercussions for it. I know I'd be in jail.
If they probably caught you with a gun, you'd be in jail, let alone firing it.
Yeah. If I pointed my finger like a gun at a car, I'd probably end up in jail.
You and I both.
So, what's it made? What have you been thinking about it?
Well, I would like to hear what they're going to do to these police officers for trying to kill civilians.
Yeah, I think that they'd probably be in your case or my case, they'd probably be figuring that out while we were in jail. We'd have our arraignment the next day, that kind of thing. But I haven't heard anything about even these police officers' names.
No, it's kind of like, oops, wrong vehicle, sorry.
Yeah. I think they're just going to blend into the crowd and say, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Here's a check.
Yeah, maybe they'll get paid for their bullet holes. But that one lady, she's in the hospital. She got shot twice, didn't she?
Yeah, I know that some people have been shot in these circumstances. It's another stunning indictment on police that they're able to put 30 holes into a truck and not kill anybody.
Yeah, they're expert shots, aren't they?
I mean, are these people going out and practicing at the range like we see them on so many of these cop shows, that they're spending this time on the range, you know, making sure that they can do the kill shots, the hit them in center of the center mass, that kind of thing? It doesn't seem like it.
You know, I think the modern-day policeman should have to go back and watch a couple hours of Andy Griffith, because he usually got his job done without even carrying a gun.
Yep. I think it was just there was only one bullet in town, and he'd hold that in his pocket.
See, that's why I feel that things have changed, because of TV shows like that. But I don't know if my opinion is just based on those TV shows or if it's actually changed.
Was it more like Andy Griffith, or was it more like Dukes of Hazzard?
Right, exactly.
It's hard to know.
Thanks for the call, Pat. Lawrence in Arlington, Texas, wants to talk about police. Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. You know, the conversation, you put on a good show. But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. There's so much information about what the police do in the public domain, and it shows you how the establishment is hell-bent on keeping the information from being disseminated to the general public. Like, for instance, Cuyahoga County, Cleveland, Ohio, a couple months ago. Police do a half an hour car chase, black man, black woman. They shoot 137 times
into
this car, kill both the people, put close to 30 rounds apiece in each person. Mm. No gun was ever found. You know, I mean, Macon, Georgia, about a month and a half ago, black man eating chips and drinking a soda outside Kroger. Everybody in the little town knows him. A cop that lives in Warner Robinson puts 3 rounds in the man's chest, kills him right there, broad daylight, at Kroger, sitting on the picnic table outside the store. Don't have a reason to be at the Kroger. Nobody called him. The man was an individual who had a learning impaired problem.
Yeah. I remember the story. He had, he was a little slow, right?
Right.
And let me ask you this, Lawrence. You sound black. Was there a time in your life when you felt comfortable around law enforcement? Because, you know, growing up.
Before you even go there, I can tell you this. I give you a little background. 55 years old, worked for Wackenhut at the Department of Labor in Atlanta, gun collector, expert with firearms, expert in martial arts, 40 years, turned down being a cop 4 times while I lived in Atlanta for over a decade, blue collar, General Motors, cops in the family, you know, cops all of y'all who are friends. Son is planning on being an FBI agent. I'm pushing the daughter toward being a cop. I've been around cops all my life, but the bottom line of it is I flipped the script and go back 2 years, East Lansing, Michigan, where we were living before we came to Texas. Cops racial profile my family. All they had was a bogus 911 call by some college kids, black man with a gun, running around the apartment complex. Well, guns and shotguns and pistols pulled on the wife, the daughter, and the son, put them in the middle of the street, handcuffed, shotguns and pistols pointed at their head. You know, they didn't even have a description of a car. They didn't have a description of a person. And then they tried to say, well, we're looking for a Lefebvre. Well, my wife is driving a brand new Lucerne. A brand new Lucerne does not look like a Lefebvre. Then one cop tells the son, well, y'all were at the wrong place, wrong time. We was looking for 3 blacks in a gray car. Y'all just happened to be the first blacks we seen. So I say all that to segue into this. When we talk about law enforcement, you got to understand this. All cops are not bad, but all cops are not good. And it's the higher ups, the people in the suits in the office, the chief, the assistant chief. These are the ones who set the tone for the conduct of the people on the street.
And I tend to agree with that.
Hey, this is the bottom line. If we go after them rascals who are in them office, them ivory towers, giving these guys their marching orders, we can deal with the people on the street. Because most cops do not have an inherent, you know, attitude toward abusing their power. But they don't have an inherent attitude toward being professional neither. So that's where the rub lies, because I settled that issue with the police, with the attorney general's office. I got a monetary settlement for the wife and kids, a written apology from the chief of police in East Lansing, and the understanding that these East Lansing cops, these yahoos, I call them cowboys, would be sent back to supervised training under the state of Michigan Department of Civil Rights.
I'm glad you were able to get that kind of justice. There's a lot of people
who
aren't.
It was not easy.
Yeah, I bet that's true. Lawrence, thanks so much for the call. We got another one here we got to take. Thanks so much.
Missy in Florida?
I was calling about the guy that got arrested for spitting. I don't know if it's in the article that you guys were reading from, but the original cop that did the pat down, he called for backup. And when the second cop got there, as soon as he got out of his car, he actually spit onto the ground as well.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if that had anything to do with them dropping the charges or just because it was so ridiculous. But, you know, it's like the guy that testified in, I think, Pete Ayers' trial where he said he had never broken the law ever in his life. And then walked out and jaywalked,
I the spitting one's kind of interesting because this used to be a real big problem many decades ago, is people spitting on the sidewalk. And you can imagine if everybody chewed tobacco and spat upon the sidewalk, it'd be a pretty gross sidewalk. And I can see why they need needed to have some kind of consideration in that area. But, you know, in Lakeland, probably more Lakeland, Florida. Call me prejudice. I'm from Sarasota, Florida. I've got some understanding of the area. I lived in Bartow, Florida for a while. And I'd say probably more tobacco users per population than the average place in the United States. I should say chewing tobacco users. So, you know, maybe they've got an issue with it, but it just seems like a really uncommon thing to arrest somebody for spitting on the sidewalk. And this guy claims that he was actually trying to spit on the grass and maybe a little bit got onto the gutter or the edge of the road or whatever.
Well, where I live, it's more redneck than Lakeland, and there's lots of tobacco users here. I never
Where's more redneck than Lakeland?
Palm Bay. It's the southernmost city in Brevard County.
Yeah.
There's lots of tobacco users here. I never see them spit directly on the sidewalk, but I thought it was pretty telling that the second cop pulls up and immediately spits. He doesn't think anything of it. It's not something that's, you know, considered a big deal.
Yeah, I think that largely the need for that particular law has probably gone away. I'm just assuming from the existence of the law that either somebody was hypervigilant in the past or it used to be a big problem. I don't know. Missy, thank you for the call.
That's right. We are out of time for tonight. More tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's been Julia here with you.
And Mark, just check out freetalklive.com. In the meantime, you can post blogs, stories, news articles, whatever you want there at freetalklive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.